be Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Severe weather alerts are posted across the South again tonight. Many are just starting to check the damage from tornadoes that ripped across Oklahoma and are sharing their stories of surviving the storms. CBS News Texas reporter Jack Fink talked to one couple in Marietta, Oklahoma.
Authorities say the tornado that blew through Marietta, Oklahoma developed so fast it gave very little warning.
My husband saw the lightning flash and he said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. So that's what we did. And it was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
One driver was killed when his 18-wheeler overturned.
That was one of four storm-related deaths, at least. President Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu again, expressing his concern for an invasion in southern Gaza. Correspondent Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem says it's a concern echoed on the ground.
With the threat of a full-scale offensive hanging over Rafah, people here keep asking, where will they go? Much of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable. And there is nowhere safe to run to.
Well, Israel's continued attack on Gaza and the U.S. support of Israel is more kindling for protests crippling college campuses across the country.
Riot gear at Ohio State. Tasers at Emory University in Atlanta, with hundreds of arrests.
If you want to protect free speech, then you don't break up peaceful protests.
Greg Lukianoff of the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression.
Some of the ways the protest has been going on college campuses has been alienating more of the public than bringing it in.
Mark Strassman, CBS News, New York.
There's just over 6 months to go until the presidential election. CBS's Skylar Henry takes a look at where the candidates stand.
Amidst the jokes and jabs at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Biden detailed his perspective on the stakes for the upcoming election.
8 years ago, you could have written off it as just Trump talk, but no longer, not after January 6th.
Former President Trump responded on his Truth Social platform, voicing his displeasure about the event and calling Biden, quote, an absolute disaster.
The CDC says it's the first documented case of HIV transmission from a cosmetic procedure using needles. Investigators say the New Mexico spa reused needles for the so-called vampire facial, which involves blood to rejuvenate the skin. The spa has shut down. The owner has been prosecuted for practicing medicine without a license. In all, the CDC says 3 women were infected with HIV by the spa. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
Local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy. On Sundays at 10 p.m., we get heavy. No excuses. I'm M'Shell, and I'll be playing all original punk, hard rock, and metal music from Wisconsin. We just heard a double dip from Now It's Dark with their songs Toxic Infatuation and Stability. You know, we had them on the show a couple weeks back. Go check out MaxIncRadio.com or the Civic Media app for more Max Inc. Radio podcasts. We still have a great lineup of local music ahead, plus King Cobra will be chatting up Jimmy K a little later on. Up next is Buster Daisy with Parasite.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Michelle, your host for Heavy. Thank you for letting me fill your speakers with the best in hard rock, punk, and metal music from Wisconsin. Only on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Download the app and get your Heavy fix whenever you need it. We just heard Al Meridian's song, It Commands. Check out their music on Bandcamp, and the official music video for that song is up on YouTube. Now back to more music. Coming right up is Rattle Trap's song, Three Steps Back, and after that, Iron Plow with Whiskey Days.
You are no longer the got you on my mind now, baby. Don't wanna let you down. Come on, let's do it again now, maybe. I'll let you wear my crown.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Do you remember how we used to be? I'd do a lot for you and you would do so much for me. And if I'm talking honestly, that was the best time I ever had. Do you remember feeling like we'd been? Like we would never ever feel like a has-been. Would never take it on the chin. Emotional Olympia. Don't say it's all. To the part that's really real. Don't say it's over. Don't say it's over. 'Cause it's not over. Yeah. Let's go, let's do it again. I'm absolutely certain this is not an if, it's only a when. Let's be better than them. Do it better, faster, stronger, bigger, louder, turn it to ten. Let's go, let's do it again. I'm absolutely certain.
That was Sports Montage by Something to Do. They've got a show up in Appleton on May 10th, Scappleton, with a sick lineup of ska and punk bands, including Mescales. Hey y'all, I'm M-Shell. How's everybody doing tonight? You know, we couldn't make Maxing happen without wonderful sponsors like Lazy Elf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison, or online at lazyoflounge.com. Also, Herbal Aspect. Now, three locations in Madison at Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road. Or you can buy online at herbalaspect.com. Stick around, everybody. We've got King Cobra coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M. Shell. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for. King Cobra, original hard rock out of Wisconsin. Jimmy K is stepping in to chat with them shortly. First, let's hear some King Cobra. This is Wrecking Ball. We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Wrecking Ball from King Cobra out of Madison, Wisconsin. They're playing Taz Bash 3.0 on Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison. We'll talk about that show in just a couple of minutes, but right now Dave Stafford is on the phone with me from King Cobra. Dave, good evening. Welcome to Maxine Kevy.
Hey, Jimmy, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time this evening to talk with us. We were just listening to the song Wrecking Ball. Tell me about that song, Dave.
Yeah, Wrecking Ball. Well, that's a newer song. And it just kind of developed from one night getting ready for us to have band practice. And most of us like engines and fast things and talking cars and just kind of got a chug going. And then it's like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And it just kind of poof happened. And then,
what's the story inside the song?
Well, I think the story of on Wrecking Ball is kind of, just how, you know, life can take different turns and you go through different things. And depending on, you know, you kind of become this destructive person, you know, and trying to keep things straight. But it seems like everything you do kind of can become a wrecking ball.
We can all relate to that for sure, you know.
Yeah.
Dave, obviously, you know, what do you do with the band?
I mainly write the riffs and I play lead guitar and rhythm, and the vocals are Dan takes care of. Basically, I don't write lyrics. He's really good at that.
Mm-hmm. So you write the licks, he does the lyrics. Who else is in the band? What do they do?
So it's Dan Woodruff on vocals, and he's fantastic. And we have Clint Smith on bass, who is another very well-known veteran and just great human being, great bass player. And Robert Corbett, and he's well-known in the Madison scene for years and years as our drummer. And so there's only four of us.
And four of you, that's all you need in King Cobra. You know, you mentioned it yourself, veterans, and that's what the musicians in King Cobra are, veterans of the music scene. What are some of the bands that some people might recognize that the members of King Cobra have played in the past?
Sure. I think Rob was his big band was it called Jägermeister, I believe.
Yes.
It's more of a blues band. And I know Clint's currently also still in another band called Halfway Human, which is a progressive kind of death metal band. But he's been in a lot of other projects. I can't remember some of the names. And Dan Woodruff, our vocalist, he, back in the early 2000s, he was the Malice in Wonderland.
Mm-hmm.
And they played the first band camp. And then him and I hooked up in mid-2000s and formed Seven Signs, a death metal band. And then I haven't played with them in well over a decade. And then myself, I was in Seven Signs, Nightmare's End, and just other like cover rock bands around the area and stuff. But Seven Signs would have been my big one
and that's,
for the mid-2000s.
And that's where I met you and Dan, was in Seven Signs. That was some good music you guys put out there. That's great. Along with music scene veterans, you're also a veteran of the Bastard Den when we did the show in the basement of my house.
Yep. I was just telling Rob that we practiced Monday night. I was like, yeah, I actually went in there before at the Bastard Den.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
That
the dog.
Good time.
I forget. Did Mott's, my little white dog, bite you on your visit?
I can't remember. Did somebody get bit? I don't remember if it was me or not. I can't remember.
It was the specific instructions. Don't pick up the dog. And, you know, somebody always tried to pick up the dog and Mott's got a little cranky about it. It was fun.
Probably Zach.
Probably Zach.
Zach probably picked
we'll
it
blame
up.
Zach. Perfect. He's a drummer, you know?
Yeah.
Dave Stafford is on the phone with us right now from King Cobra. What's the story behind King Cobra? How did you all get together to create this band that you're doing right now?
Yeah, great question. It was I was thinking about that question a little bit, and I'm like, well, I think it's like fate, because Rob Corbett, he moved out from the city of Madison out to a rural area, bought this farm, and he has two daughters, and I have two daughters the same age, and they became friends. They went to school together, and my daughter's like, hey, Dad, can you bring the four-wheeler out? And I want to ride four-wheelers with Olive. That's his daughter. I'm like, sure, I take it out there. He comes out properly and introduces, you know, and we're shooting the breeze, and it's going good. And he likes all the old cars and hubcaps. He takes me up to this big barn, and he's showing me all his old, awesome cars. And I see some PA speakers and a custom half-stack cab and all this music gear. And I'm like, well, that's cool. I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, you know, I have tons of speakers and stuff. And I was like, my brain was spinning. I'm like, because, you know, Jimmy, you probably have met people before that sometimes they'll buy a guitar amp or a PA speaker. They don't realize it's a PA speaker amp. They just think it's like a speaker. They're gonna
it just looks cool.
Stereo. Yeah. So I was like, hey, Rob, do you realize that's either a guitar half stack or a bass amp? He's like, yeah. I know, I'm a musician. I played all my life, played drums. I'm like, really? I played guitar most of my life. He's like, yeah, I want to start a rock band. And I said, hey, man. Because I wasn't in a band a long time either, raising kids. And I'm like, if you want to play rock, I'm your guy, man. And we got together, and we just started jamming for a few hours, Rob and I. And it was just all summer, like, writing music. And I was thinking, like, man, if there's a vocalist out there I want to work with, I need to call Dan up and see what he's doing, Dan Woodruff. And brought Dan in, and Dan was loving it. And he's like, hey, I got a guy, Clint, and that'd be awesome in this band. It's called Clint. Clint came down and just took off from there. And that's just like that.
It's amazing how that kind of story just kind of comes together, where, you know, you just happen to go over to dude's house, see all this stuff, and boom, you guys you're cooking with a great band right now. We're going to be able to see you at Taz Bash 3.0. We'll talk about that in just a second. What's on the horizon, though, for King Cobra? We only got a couple minutes left here, Dave. So are you guys working on some new material? Do you have an anticipated release date for new King Cobra?
Yes and no. We took the winter off from playing, and we worked on a bunch of new songs. We brought in the set list because we play up to 3-hour shows. Our plan right now is get past Taz Bash and then try to get caught up, get all our originals that we want for like a full album, get good, really good recordings, and get it all caught up. And so we have more than just a little demo. You know, we want quite a few songs on there. So we're pretty proud of them. We got some good material that's coming out. We're going to be playing a lot of new songs this May 4th at Taz Bash. So,
nice. You know, 15 songs or something like that, you were saying. That's a double LP right there, my friend.
it's getting up there. Now it's kind of like just trying not to nitpick them apart too much. Just be like, okay, they're done. We're going to keep it that way. We're going to record it that way. So, I mean, you can spend a lifetime changing and manipulating and improving things, and that's fine, but you can go down that rabbit hole too far. You spend so much time on it. I think we have some really good, well, I know, in my opinion, we have some really good songs, and we also can play a lot of covers too. So we just have a really good time. Everybody's real pro. Nobody has an ego. We get along so good, and the rest of the community, working with Trevor Reed and you and the promoting and the Taz Bash, we're just thrilled.
It's definitely going to be a great show, Dave, at the Red Rooster. Taz Bash 3.0 is happening Saturday, May the 4th, be with you at the Red Rooster. It's a sick lineup too, man. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, they have new music, by the way, Fiberweed has new music, and Nostalgia. It's going to be a great time. All proceeds, by the way, for this show benefits Music Makes a Difference in honor of Shannon Reed. Shout out to Chuck, Trevor Reed, for booking this show. You can get more information about Music Makes a Difference at musicmakesadifference-madison.com. And where can people find you, King Cobra, online?
Yeah, and we need to get on social media more, but right now you can go on Facebook and find us. I guess I don't really have, it's just facebook.com/KingCobra.
Yep.
454/, I think that'll get you there. Always just look for our logo. It's the big cobra, and should find us. But we definitely, we're working on that too to get more social media links and stuff out there. But you can look me up, Rob up, and probably find links to King Cobra if you're having trouble with that. And we have a lot of videos on our page and a lot of music, a lot of it's just cell phone recording, other stuff is all kinds of stuff on there. So
that's awesome. Hey Dave, thanks for taking the time tonight. We really appreciate chatting with you. Congratulations on your success and can't wait to see a Taz Bash 3.0.
Hey Jimmy, thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Hey, anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Before we go, tell us about the song we're about to play, My Beauty Queen from King Cobra.
Okay, yeah, My Beauty Queen. And again, I didn't write the lyrics, but I think the lyrics are pretty tasty. I don't know all of them, but basically about, you know, you got your queen, which in my mind is kind of like, you know, your significant other or whatever, and I'm just kind of the drunken king, so to speak, is that scenario over the husband or whatever you see on TV. They're you know, kind of drunk and are going through whatever issues, and it's just one of those kind of deals. But you know, I listen to a lot of Black Label Society and stuff too, and I heard some you know, some riffs through Black Label Society. I'm like, that's cool, and that just kind of inspired me, and I started kind of again throwing, just playing, and it just, everybody just jumped on it, and it just, it happened really fast. But it's definitely one of them that we'll probably re-record that too, to have a better quality recording.
Sure.
But yeah, I love that song.
Well, that's jamming right out. Thanks again, Dave. We really appreciate you. This is King Cobra and My Beauty Queen. It's Max A. Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just to see what and who I know that something's down.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.